With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. University of Montana President Royce Engstrom is stepping down effective December 31st as the university continues to face declining enrollments and budget cuts. Commissioner of Higher Education Clayton Christian.
You know, I certainly started the conversation, but I think we've come to this decision together. I just told him I'm at a spot where I want to consider where we're at on leadership at the University of Montana. And we've had good conversations about that.
After the November Board of Regents meeting, the commissioner's office made it clear that the university was overstaffed. UM said it would rank academic programs in order to make decisions on further layoffs. Faculty, staff, and students held an emergency meeting yesterday to discuss their concerns about further cuts. Last year, over 200 full-time positions were eliminated at UM, which has seen a 22% decrease in enrollment since 2010. Engstrom was named UM's 17th president in October of 2010. A national search for UM's next president begins immediately. Sheila Stearns, who was Montana's former commissioner of higher education from 2003 to 2012, will step in as UM's interim president. An audit of the Office of the State Public Defender found the agency does not know how much money criminal defendants owe the agency, and that the office is not trying to collect the money while facing a $3.5 million budget shortfall. The audit says the defender's office estimates it's owed nearly $4 million, but has written off $2.8 million as uncollectible. Office managers say there are obstacles to collecting the money, including questions over whether they have the legal authority to do so. Workers who lost their jobs when the Weyerhaeuser company shuttered its lumber and plywood mills in Columbia Falls are now eligible to apply for federal benefits. The U.S. Department of Labor announced the Columbia Falls mill workers laid off from August 23, 2015 through November 22, 2018 may be eligible for support in job searching, training, relocation funding, and health coverage tax credits that are earmarked for industry workers who lost their job as a result of international trade or competition. The Seattle-based timber company announced in June that it was closing its mills, resulting in 240 jobs leaving Columbia Falls. The Kalispell Job Service filed a petition with the U.S. Department of Labor's Trade Adjustment Assistance Program on behalf of the workers. Wildlife officials have identified an elk hunter who was mauled by a grizzly on the Rocky Mountain front west of Shodo. The Independent Record reports that 55-year-old Paul Johnson of Billings was hunting on November 20th when he surprised a female grizzly with cubs. The bear attacked, leaving Johnson with multiple injuries. As the rest of his hunting party approached, the bear left unharmed. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials did not pursue the bear, as the attack was defensive, not predatory. Johnson was taken by private vehicle to the Benefice Teton Medical Center in Shodo, then by Mercy Flight to Benefice Hospital in Great Falls. He has since been released from the hospital. A grizzly bear has been killed in eastern Idaho, and a $6,000 reward is being offered for information leading to whoever is responsible. Officials with the Idaho Department of Fish and Game and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in a statement yesterday say the bear was killed on or around October 21st in the Caribou-Targhee National Forest in Fremont County. Some of the more than 1,000 snow geese that landed to rest on the highly acidic water in the Berkeley Pit in Butte have died. Mark Thompson, manager of environmental affairs for Montana Resources, tells the Montana Standard the dead birds were spotted early this morning. The agency no longer puts boats in the water out of concern that an unstable pit wall could collapse, so it's unclear how many birds have died. The birds arrived Monday, and some flew away, but hundreds remain at the pit. Environmental officials have been shooting rifles and using other noise tactics to get them to leave. Thompson says as many as 10,000 birds landed Monday night, but about 9,000 took flight Tuesday morning. About 340 migrating geese died at the pit in 1995. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant.